Hello and welcome to Riley on Film. I'm your host, Damian Riley. I've written two books so far and currently I'm on my third. I'm not in film or on film, yet one day, who knows, lightning could strike. I am a bipolar professional here putting up my thoughts about human life. I hope you enjoy your time here. Namaste and God bless you. Okay, I'm just going to say a couple things about this film. It has a real beautiful woman walking around naked. That's all I'm going to say. No, just kidding. If you've heard about Life Course, you know that it's famous for its nudity. But it is created by a horror maestro, Tobe Hooper. Some people call him Tobe Hooper, so... But it's spelled T-O-B-E, so I always called him Tobe Hooper. But I think it is pronounced Tobe Hooper. At any rate, he has passed on now. But he also made Poltergeist, and he also made the Texas Chainsaw Massacre. And I could go on with a few you probably recognize. He was really, really known for his horror and getting out there, really pushing the envelope, which he did. The Funhouse is a film that I would definitely recommend if you want a scary movie. I saw it as a young man and just about, I don't know what the word is. I started to say pooped my pants, but I didn't do that. But almost, it's a really, really scary movie, The Funhouse. But anyway, just to say a couple things about Life Force beyond the fact that it has abject nudity. And like I said, the woman in it who is nude, is there's a few nudes, but a few men too. But she's a work of art. And so, you know, I mean, it's a long time to sit watching a movie if that's all you want to see, because it's not that in there that much, but... There are really elongated scenes where you do see her walking around naked on the ship. Reminded me a little bit of Alien, but only in the fact that they're kind of a team and they're aboard a spaceship. Really has nothing to do with Alien, so I don't want to false advertise it. There's also really, 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 by today's standards, really bad practical effects. So I'm sure at the time everybody thought they were so amazing, but to see people shriveling up and things like that, obviously done with balloon skeletons and things like that, yeah, it wasn't really my cup of tea. I don't really know who would find that their cup of tea, but that's really the other thing other than the nudity I think that's interesting. It's basically, you know, aliens coming in, taking over people's bodies. Kind of like Invasion of the Body Snatchers kind of a theory. But overall, you can kind of tell I'm not like my usual excitement talking about it, but it does have that nudity. So anyway, I will see you next time. Hello there, and thanks for listening to Riley on Film. I'm your host, Damian Riley, finding his way between bipolar and this crazy messed up world that thinks Trumpism is religion. But thanks for listening, and I hope you'll come back, and I accept all people, love all people, and I will see you next time.